Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 23rd day of July 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, breaking down all of the amazing developments unfolding worldwide. Yesterday, we posted a Lou Rockwell article that's now in the featured archive of Infowars.com. Or just click on the top stories link at the top of Infowars.com. Dealing with the other post-Colorado shooting rampage, and the police had shot a citizen, the neighborhood came out, and was saying, you know, angrily, why'd you do this? So the police opened fire on him with rubber bullets that can kill you at close range. And the footage, because I hadn't watched it until this morning, I just saw the article and read it, has police releasing police dogs on women with babies in their arms and baby strollers and walking up and shotgunning. And I've seen this in Portland, Oregon. They had an anti-war demonstration. The police kettled it. It was peaceful and attacked it. And they come over to the baby in a baby carriage. That's like the favorite thing to target and spray the babies in the face. And the mother's like, why are you doing that? And says, well, you shouldn't bring a baby to a protest. So this is the type of just insanity that we see going on in some areas of this country. Now, in the aftermath of the shooting, there in Colorado, we've seen all the surrogates of Obama come out and call for restrictions of the Second Amendment. But now Obama himself is suggesting he's not going to go after your guns. And the Council on Foreign Relations came out with a report yesterday, Kurt Nimmo wrote about it, saying, look, this treaty won't restrict your guns, go back to sleep. Kind of like Obama won't sign the NDAA, he won't hire any lobbyists, you know, he won't do this and that, but then he did. That's their standard tactic, is to get people into a false sense of security, and then come after your rights. They want to get this treaty through because it does sign us under UN law, but they want to just later implement it. It's kind of like Obama said, yeah, I signed the NDAA, but I won't implement it. Maybe. So we've got all that happening. Also, we've got another article posted up at Infowars.com of that video that happened early last week, or the video got released early last week. It happened a few weeks ago. With the people in the internet cafe, and the two guys come in with masks and guns to rob them, and an old man gets up with a 25 cal and starts with precision, knowing what he's doing, shooting them. They turn tail and run, and he chases them out the door. And, of course, that article that you need to circulate to everybody is up at Infowars.com. So please get it out to everybody. I'm looking for the exact headline. Yeah, it's in featured news down towards the bottom. How to stop a massacre. Surveillance video reveals simple, low-cost solution that works everywhere. And, you know, I don't sit there and make everybody that writes for our websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or even who we post, totally agree with us. There's also articles going with the perspective that he was on a bunch of psychotropic drugs. There's also a bunch of articles about 20 more examples of sickos that are overrunning America, because there are a lot of people into nihilism and death and murder. Even the London Telegraph has written about that, that it's the video games, the movies. A normal person doesn't make them go crazy. But sickos, this is how they become a man. Just like in all ancient cultures, young men at around 12, 13 wanted to go join and go on raiding parties or go, you know, to war, because that's how you became a man. In fact, I remember when I was 12, 13, 14, you know, I believed all the stories with the other kids claiming they had all these girlfriends, and I believed everybody's stories about how tough they were, and so I wanted to become that. And that's just a normal male activity, but now they say if you're a really cool male, you get all into death and you go and shoot a bunch of people. There's all this weird art now where good-looking women do mean things to animals. Very sick. But my gut tells me this is a black op, and I'm going to break that down coming up. Big broadcast today. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 23rd day of July, 2012. We have Chris Emery and Holland van der Neuenhoff, both filmmakers and experts on false flag terror, joining us in the third hour today. And the reason they're joining us is they looked at a specific stage terror attack in 1995, run by the very same crew, I believe, from the evidence and the earmarks and the signatures and the wavelength and the PR push. The prime suspects of this new shooting in Colorado are the same people that committed the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995 on April 19th. And by the way, that's open and shut. I've interviewed the police, the workers, the head of HUD. I've interviewed them all, except, well, those they killed. They killed some of the medical people and at least one police officer that saw the ATF and the dirty deeds they were committing. You know, the same ATF that ships guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and then the memos come out, it was a false flag. You know, 2,000 dead of the almost 60,000 dead now in the last three and a half, 4 years in Mexico. Hundreds dead in the U.S. Those are very conservative numbers. Multiple Border Patrol, multiple police, doing it all to blame the Second Amendment. Oh, but we shouldn't look at this same crew for the shooting here. How do you do it? You hop somebody up on drugs, shock therapy, psychotropics, It only takes a few months to do this with a person that's already has a proclivity towards being suggestible. And you basically chemically hypnotize them with devil's breath, cocktails of PCP, LSD, mescaline. Oh, that's what was in the bodies of the Mumbai massacre people. Remember 3 years ago, the attacks in India? I went on air and said it's an inside job. Oh, by the way, the head of Indian intelligence who was killed that day fighting him said it's Western intelligence trying to get a war between India and Pakistan. He was killed that day. By the way, he was a Hindu, not a Muslim. They want to get India and Pakistan fighting with each other. And then what came out months later in the Chicago Tribune? I covered this yesterday. Oh, that a CIA agent led and trained the attacks. And then when they finally killed the, was it five or six guys? You notice they weren't in Muslim guard. They didn't have beards. They looked totally crazy. When I saw that surveillance camera footage the day after, I said those people were on LSD, PCP, mescaline, devil's breath concoctions. Because, I mean, I've got MKUltra. I know what they give people. You know what they found? Injectors of PCP and LSD. Injectors. Commandos land at night on boats on PCP, LSD, and stuff like that. And we're injecting it into their veins. Do you have any idea what that does to a normal person? A normal person who hasn't been on it for a long period of time cannot get up and walk. In the 50s and 60s, they did it for psychological testing, MKUltra, at every major university, including University of Texas down the street from me. That's declassified, where they would bring in college neuroscience or psychology students, and they would inject them with pure LSD and then try to program them. Convince them they were somebody else, screw them all up. I mean, we're talking about mega doses of this. And the only way these guys could be injecting LSD, PCP, and other hallucinogens at the Mumbai attack was if they'd been on it for 6 months or longer. Folks, they'd been strapped down with headsets and total programming electroshock probably for a year. And then it was like, okay, ready now. All the pain's going to end. You're going to win. You're going to find the purple monkey and whatever weird programming word they use. Catcher in the Rye was an earlier program. A lot of shooters were under, and they just are. It creates an artificial, total, obsessive, compulsive, schizoid break. And then they tell them, all right, and remember, you want to keep this going for days. So they inject them as they're coming into the beach. They give them their backpacks. They give them their team leader. Okay, you ready for your mission? And then they go out for 2 days in hand grenading and rocket attack and machine gun attacks inside the shopping malls. And then it came out in the news when they killed them. There's their backpacks with all the injectables. It's the Indian police. They weren't playing ball. They said, we think you staged that. That was in the Times of India. This is how they do it. Folks, they could grab you off the street, even if you were strong mentally. And in 6 months, they could have you doing anything they wanted, including thinking you were a dog, thinking you were John Wayne, thinking you were the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland. They can do whatever they want. They erase your memory with electroshock. 24 hours a day, they've got headsets on you with you in a tied down in a straitjacket, pumping audio in while they're injecting you. If that doesn't break you, they find your fear points. A lot of times that's people running around in monster outfits while you're hallucinating. Or with the Muslims, it's coming in and women having sex with them while pouring blood on them at the CIA brainwashing base, which is declassified partially. They admit it's there. They have a brainwashing laboratory to create mind control Muslim assassins to then blame on Muslims and also to command al-Qaeda forces. I mean, you notice the graduates of Camp X-Ray, they're the people commanding Libya attack, commanding Syria attack, commanding it all. But see, I'm digressing into mind control here right now. That's how this works. And you notice he was a promising, quote, young scientist in his PhD level. You notice that we did look it up. Indeed, you can go look it up. I've got to get these articles written. I do all the research. Never have time to even codify it. It was a Department of Defense-funded neurosciences laboratory funded out of Pennsylvania and out of the Air Force base nearby. And he's in an advanced secretive program. We have videos now before he even finishes regular college degree talking about time gaps. And again, it's just so obvious. This whole thing is just completely. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber. Look it up. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, he was MKUltra. I mean, that's admitted that he was MKUltra. And it was just a footnote in some of the college students that, quote, volunteered for the program. Captain Webb, are you ready to commit to this program no matter what? Yes, sir. Are you sure you're ready to commit to this program? I warn you, this program is unorthodox and highly classified. Are you ready to commit to this program? Yes, sir, I'm ready to commit to this program. If you are in the military or any other group and they ever want you to volunteer for some kind of program and they tell you it's classified and it deals with drugs to enhance your ability, which they admit they've been doing, but they won't tell you the details, do not do it. Do not do it. Because a lot of times they get you to volunteer and don't tell you, by the way, we're going to set you up as a patsy and send you to death row or send you to a mental institution. You do not want to be part of this. So the point is, this is real. This is going on. This is happening. Every major government does it. Now this could be mind control to the point if he was the shooter. That's harder to pull off. Okay, they could get it to that level. But that's normally it's just somebody whacked out of their mind who is programmed, probably being shown, you know, the Joker scenes 5,000 times while brain probes are in him and he's on a cocktail of hallucinogens flying a magic carpet. And then now he just thinks he's the Joker and will foam at the mouth for the rest of his life and say, yes, I did it. Yes, I did it. They'll get him drugged up, have the army doctors come in. They'll even use the doctors that programmed him. It'll be, oh, a former top mind control scientist is the court appointed doctor for Mr. Holmes. You know, and that's no big deal. No big deal. Nothing to worry about. Oh, never mind, Mr. Gover. Just, you know, some friends. Mr. Rabbit. No, but it's a plastic explosive. Nothing to worry about. That's a quote from Caddyshack. He's dropping them in there. They'll have, literally, McVeigh had Jolly and West, the protege of Dr. Ewan Cameron, the worldwide most famous mind control doctor that kidnapped thousands of children, military personnel, you name it, and totally programmed them with the LSD, PCP, electroshock, and all of it. Now they just use brain probes and chips. You know, 20 years ago, they had remote control roaches, remote control rats, where the rat stops, walks, gets up on its hind legs, bites, so you can send them into rubble or whatever. You've seen rubble rats. They've got a chip in their brain. You know, they've had them for decades. They send them into rubble and stuff. Special forces have got them now, drop them out, send them into cities. They've got rubble rats built where one of their eyes has been removed and one eye is a camera. Ooh, well, that's highly classified right there. They, for at least 20 years, have cybernetic dolphins with brain interfaces. They can go around with surveillance equipment or plant minds on things. But they're segueing away from biological weapon systems to sea drones, air drones, ground drones, combat mechs of every type, because you're in the 21st century. It's 2012, steaming right into 2013, ladies and gentlemen. The technology we know about is 30 years old at least. You're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And this brain program was so classified. You know, most of these universities have DARPA funding. What you see, the labs, the stuff that people are being taught, that's just a farming program to see who will do what they're told to assess you for the PhD programs. And then when you get into the I've only seen restricted programs at the University of Texas, and I wasn't even supposed to see that. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's science fiction. You hit one button and you're looking at the monkey farm, and those monkeys have got those wires hooked into their brains, Department of Defense, and they're studying how to flicker that TV screen just right to put you into a trance to then program you. And then they've got other programs where it's above ground where, oh, they then get the graduate students and psychological volunteers, women to come in, and they have a flicker rate. And they do a flicker rate in one lab. How do you sexually arouse a woman? They've got another one. How do you make somebody hungry? You go to another lab, it's a retina scanner that tracks you from 100 yards away that you don't even know is there. Or you go to another lab, it's a molecular scanner. I saw that 12 years ago, University of Texas. And most of this I was allowed to see. Accidentally, some computer screens got left up and some things. And I did see some things. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What's frustrating for me? I have watched the old black and white MK Ultra hearings. They're online. I have read the documents. I have interviewed people who were victims of this, famous people who had family members killed by operatives under mind control. Privately interviewed, not on air. Just going to leave it at that. I have read the police files and the coroner files from Sirhan Sirhan, who shot RFK, we were told, but the police said he wasn't the same caliber. His gun was held down. It was the security detail with Robert Kennedy. I know this stuff's real. Just like drug gangs in South America and Central America give people tiny dosages of scopolamine out of devil's breath plant, and they can drive a car perfectly, they can do mathematics, they can, you know, they're not impaired, except they have no free will. It's basically truth serum. When you're on truth serum, scopolamine, folks, and they've got some other drugs they can mix in with it, they're even more advanced. It's not that you just tell the truth. You do whatever you're told. You do whatever you're told. And then the naive public, it's kind of like weather engineering. Has been going around happening for over 100 years, high tech the last 30. We told you about Stanford Research Institute, all of it. Certifying they could control hurricanes and create them and kill them back in 1967. It was already certified. I covered this when it was still classified. And it's so frustrating to then get, you know, see comments going, Alex Jones believes they can control the weather. It's the same thing with mind control. It's the same thing. And I see it over and over again with Major Hassan, with Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, with James Holmes, the brilliant PhD science student in a classified, restricted program. They always come out of these same programs because this is where they recruit them. This is where they set them up. Again, I'm going to say this. If the government was stage fast and furious, it's killed thousands conservatively to blame the Second Amendment. If there are thousands of declassified instances of our troops being given chemical, biological, and radiological dosages to kill them in many cases, and the UN's caught shooting kids up with cancer viruses, sterilants, and live pathogens like polio, and in the military for thousands of years, you'll send in a small contingent of cavalry or ground forces to draw out the enemy, knowing that thousands of your troops, in some famous cases, would all be killed so that you could draw the enemy out to where you wanted them to run a pincer attack against them in many cases. I mean, the military mind is, I'm going to kill 1,000 of my best troops to draw out the enemy so that we don't lose this whole battle and lose 20,000. See, you're not thinking from an elitist perspective. So you're like, how could they go to that theater? How could they have the witnesses say multiple shooters, tear gas canisters or smoke bombs from both sides, from opposite directions? You know, somebody let him in. No, it was somebody else. And then the MO and the UN treaty, the motive coming up. All of this. There are real mass shootings. When they happen, they get almost no attention. There have been real chemical plants blown up by real terrorists. There are a lot of actually real events where crazy people and criminal groups shaking down companies and espionage. Espionage goes on all the time. Financial sabotage. Real terror attacks you don't hear about. It's the fake ones you do. Because the globalists have a rule when they're not really doing something, they don't want it to be discussed. They don't want it to be a big deal. You know, there have been cases of whole police stations shot up and 5-6 cops killed in just the last year and a half. You never hear about it on the news. Minor footnote. Because they don't want real terror attacks being discussed. But when they've got a big, see, again, and the frustration is there's thousands of points here, literally. I want to get your take on this. If you agree with me, if you disagree, I'm not saying that it was a staged event. I'm saying my gut says that and all the evidence points in that direction. I'm not saying you're bad if you think he was just on psychotropic drugs, which is a form of mind control itself. You take hallucinogenic drugs like he was taking over-the-counter. I mean, not over-the-counter, but prescription, which are over-the-counter, but not over-the-counter in the classic sense. You take those. It puts you into a suggestive state. You play video games, watch violent movies. A certain percentage of people are going to go cuckoo. Like Sergeant Bales over in Afghanistan. He was on a bunch of those drugs. Oh, here, let's put you on a psychotropic that can make you go psychotic. And then send you, yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. So, I mean, we've got articles up, people saying that's what they think at Infowars.com. That's fine. As for me, this has all the earmarks of a very sophisticated black op.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1571.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1610.78, $805.39 for a half ounce, or $402.70 for a quarter ounce. That's $1610.78, $805.39, and $402.70.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We saw a lot of acts of heroism by men protecting their girlfriends. We saw a 13-year-old step in front of a bullet for a smaller child. We also have a video up at InfoWars.com, how to stop a massacre. Surveillance video reveals simple, low-cost solution that works everywhere. You must send this Mike Adams story out to everybody. In fact, I'm going to Twitter that out on our official Twitter during the next break when I get a chance to, at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We also are going to play the footage and analyze it here for radio listeners of Anaheim police go on rampage against citizens. I saw the article yesterday by Lou Rockwell at InfoWars.com. And I didn't even watch the video until this morning. And when you see police purposefully with rubber bullets up close, shotgunning women, when they know it'll kill you, kills a lot of people. They've killed people, you know, at that Red Sox game when they came out of the bar, shot the woman in the face. And they're shooting people with babies in their arms and coming up to baby carriages and shooting at them. And it's really bizarre. I've seen this a lot, like in Pittsburgh, the G20, when a woman, two older women come out of a store with shopping bags. They would just randomly show up and Pittsburgh and said, you're not allowed to be out during the daytime here. Just to crack some heads. It was all a big drill to see what they could get cops to do. And cops in Darth Vader outfits and these clown outfits, where I guess they hide who they are so they can act like the, you know, cowards, I guess they, you know, they are, release police dogs on old women, and they're biting them, and the cops are getting off on it. I mean, I just can't imagine wanting to go find some old women with shopping bags and release a police dog on them. And then I'm not patriotic because I'm not into that. I guess I'm not patriotic to the devil. I mean, I don't know what you say. But the post-Aurora rampage that nobody's heard about, or the post-Aurora rampage that few have heard about, Infowars.com from William Gregg, original LouRockwell.com. The video is up there right now. That is now in the featured news archive, or just click top stories and it's in there. Now, my head is spinning basically at this point. I've got so much news I want to go over. But I also want to get you on air. I want to hear from listeners out there. We're going to do first-time callers today to get your take on any of the stuff in the news. I mean, just take the fact that we had a whistleblower on a month and a half ago, and now everything he talked about has been confirmed. TV producer over in England, we get him on. He'd been working for a month for the big security firm. He said they're not even doing basic checks. And that they said at the end of the Olympics, after they're over, there'll be an event that changes our world forever. And that the military was secretly being stationed in and around that area where they're having the Olympics over in England. Now it's admitted there's no security. That's all over the British news. It's admitted the military was secretly stationed. And it's admitted that there's basically no security. And now Israel says Iran is planning to attack the Olympics. Iran is doing everything it can to not get attacked. I'm not saying Iran's perfect. All these governments are corrupt. The point is jumping through all the hoops, putting up with Western-backed commandos attacking their country. That's on record. Destabilization actions. So they're now going to attack the Olympics via Hezbollah, so that they control, which they do to a great extent, so that they will get attacked and overthrown. I mean, that is just, that'd be like saying, I don't follow it enough, but who's like the top heavyweight fighter in UFC right now? I have no idea. But I mean, let's just say Mike Tyson in his prime in 1988. It'd be like saying, I'm going to go pick a fight with Mike Tyson right now. Yes, Israel says Iran is going to attack the Olympics. I mean, that is huge, because all the different sources we've got say they are planning something big at the Olympics. It may not happen now because we're talking about it, but listen, in the 1972 Olympics in Munich, they have one day in September. I don't know if it's on the new DVD. I saw it in theaters in the late 90s when it came out, narrated. I saw it, Randy Couture, is that his name? It's like saying, I'm going to start a fight with Randy, you know, Couture or something like that. I mean, that's how crazy this is, you know, them saying Iran is now going to do this. But getting back to one day in September. But guys, I want to buy that. I mean, I keep saying buy it. Will you have one of the crew buy one day in September, the DVD or whatever? But the point is, or off Netflix or whatever, I just want to play the clip at the end. But my point is, I don't know if they've still got it on the DVD. But I know it won an Academy Award. I saw it at the Arbor Movie Theater in Austin, Texas, the old Arbor, when it was still inside the mall in North Austin. I don't know why those details matter. I saw it in the late 90s. I think it came out like in 99. And at the end of the movie, they go ahead and say, oh, yeah, German intelligence actually staged the hijackings with the terrorists. And there was actually a group in, you know, in intelligence who was working with the group above the people that launched the attack in Munich. And, you know, they have an hour and a half documentary about the terrorists and all the rest of it. And then at the end of the movie, the former head of German intelligence laughs and says they basically staged a bunch of it. I mean, talk about throwing it in our face. And again, a lot of times they'll go out and hire a terrorist group that goes out and recruits real Muslim terrorists. That was the case here. But then security stands down to let them come in and do it. That's my point. I'm not saying there aren't some wild-eyed Muslim extremists and crazies from every group out there. The point is the Western governments, since the end of World War II and even before with the British, have been funding the radical Muslims and using them to overthrow countries. This new thing NATO's doing, helping overthrow Egypt and putting in Al-Qaeda and Muslim Brotherhood, this overthrowing Gaddafi, who'd made deals with the West and putting Al-Qaeda in charge, this having Al-Qaeda backed by U.S., British, and other special forces are now in Damascus, you know, attacking the presidential parliament and other facilities. I mean, this is a real war. There's a giant guerrilla war with Al-Qaeda jihadis in Al-Qaeda uniforms, black uniforms with the flag of Al-Qaeda, with the patch of Al-Qaeda. It's on the news. And it's, yeah, we got to get Assad. We'll work with whoever we have to. That isn't something new. That's incredibly old. The British, I mean, Lawrence of Arabia is a true movie. Lawrence of Arabia is a true story. It's a true story. But they have it as if he's a hero going and unifying what was the desert into Saudi Arabia. And, you know, he goes and makes a deal with the Bedouins and gets weapons to them to go overthrow the other groups. That's really what happened. That's the group that funds Al-Qaeda. That's the Wahhabist. They put them in charge. From people living in big tents out in the desert to giant sex palaces. And then 15 of the Patsy hijackers, who were intelligence operatives, it came out they worked for the Saudi government, trained at U.S. military bases. That all came out. The heads of the bases would come out and say, these guys were trained in my classes, including Muhammad Atta. And then you see the headline, head of defense language school, colonel being court-martialed for releasing classified information. I mean, again, we don't know exactly what happened on 9/11. You know, some say, oh, it was a triple cross. You know, we thought it was drills for hijacking, but they use it as a real hijacking. You know, in this movie theater, you got a person or persons with a bunch of high-caliber, you know, semi-auto guns shooting people, and guys tried to stop them and jumped on them and stuff. But we're to believe people with box cutters? Let me tell you something. If I was on an airplane, people say, well, that's today. No. I was on an airplane, and four guys got up with box cutters and said, do what we say. I mean, I'm not the toughest guy around. But let me tell you something. I live for stuff like this. Okay? I mean, I don't like it. But once the door opens, once someone is violent in my face, I mean, I turn into an absolute vicious goblin-like creature. And most men I know, especially when you become an adult, that's why adults don't get in a lot of fights. Because it's not like you're a teenager anymore and people go to the hospital. People end up dying when adults get in fights. I mean, can you imagine a plane full of a bunch of defense contractors, former and current military, and guys who all weighed about 180 pounds, 160 pounds, some of them 140 pounds, pull out box cutters? I mean, let me tell you something. You're about to get hurt real bad. I can't even get physically excited until there's a threat. I know most men are that way. I mean, the minute somebody pulls, by the way, that's happened to me repeatedly. I grew up in Dallas. I've had people pull knives on me. I've taken them away from them. I've used their head like a basketball on the ground. But the point is, and then gone to jail, even though until later, you know, the fact came out that I was attacked. Side issue. All of you know the truth. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Guys, will you launch the phone system for me? Thank you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us on air today. I'm just going to take calls for 20, 30, 40 minutes and just try to regroup here because I've got a whole bunch of video clips and audio clips I want to play. I've got whole stacks of research and documents. If you're a radio listener, if you were watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, no exaggeration, I would guess there are 300-plus articles and documents in here in front of me, and I have looked and read almost all of them just in the last 2 days, and I want to cover it all. It is all off the charts crazy. 800-259-9231. And it makes my head spin. I just had the article. Here it is. This was ABC News and RT. We reported on this over a year ago because independent journalists and others went into the area at their own risk we first saw that they weren't reporting any radiation in and around Fukushima, but in other areas they were. And it turns out the radiation is many times what they said it was, and eight times what they said it was hitting the West Coast. And it turned out, of course, giant tuna caught last year, just 3 months after the event, had high levels of radiation, and milk and food all over the U.S. has been found with it. That's actually been in the news, but back of the paper. Fukushima contractor forced workers to fake radiation readings and to say that there was low radiation when it was actually high. That's RT, a company charged with decontaminating the devastated Fukushima nuclear power plant, encouraged its workers to falsely lower their radiation dosimeter readings by covering the devices with lead, according to a leaked tape of an internal meeting. This is all over the Japanese news right now. We first posted it a couple days ago. There were commenters on Infowars.com and normal people saying we'd made it up and it wasn't real. And again, that's a psych warfare tactic. We've tracked a lot of their IP addresses, Department of Defense. They have to at least just say it isn't true up front, because then the mind mitigates that and somehow creates denial, even though you know it's true. And so that's all. I mean, all right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here because, again, I'm just completely overwhelmed with news. Suspect arrested in L.A. homeless stabbings. You know what the answer is to that, of course, banned knives because someone used it to kill people. And, of course, Piers Morgan, Felipe Calderon, Bloomberg, ABC News, the usual suspects, Michael Moore, they're all running around saying right now that we have got to restrict our guns because of what this supposed person did. Everybody's just officially buying the story in the media that they say it's him, that's it, he's the gunman, he's in a jail cell flopping around screaming he's the Joker. I mean, they could commit a mass shooting and give me a drug that totally fries my brain where I'm flopping around and then just say I did it. I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book, and they describe in Operation Northwoods how to frame patsies for mass shootings. And you guessed it, what they do in Operation Gladio, movie theaters, bus stations, things like that. And now they're calling for the TSA in the bus stations and all the rest of it. We told you that was coming. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to come back, take calls for 30, 40 minutes. Then I'm going to try to do a focused news blitz on world news and more. And when our two guests join us that are experts on false flag terror, and specifically the Oklahoma City inside job event, we're going to tie it into this event, because the prime suspects, if it's a false flag, is the very Justice Department caught running the false flag of Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. It's the very same crew. And I had on researcher and former Marine grabbing the DVD here from A Noble Lie, Holland van den Neuenhoff and Chris Emery. I had them on just a few months ago, so I would suggest they go get the last interviews where we said false flag alert. And I remember discussing with them what type of false flags we expected, and we said shopping malls, grocery stores, movie theaters. I remember that. If it wasn't the last interview, it was the one before that, because we were all very concerned that they were about to pull one with the UN treaty and the rest of it. So they're experts, probably even more so than I am on Oklahoma City, because they focus on it full time. I mean, I've forgotten so much about it. There's so much proof. It's like an ocean of it. They're going to be joining us. That's why we kept saying in articles and on the air, this film is important because they're getting ready to stage mass shootings to blame it on the Second Amendment and the Patriot Movement. In fact, we said in the last three or four interviews that that's why they put the film out now, was because the very same crew that carried this out is now in the White House. The people that run Obama ran this. They even put up, remember Glenn Beck going on air and saying they're going to stage a new Oklahoma City and blame it on me? He pointed at himself because in the fundraising memos, they mentioned Glenn Beck. Well, on Media Matters, they say Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Matt Drudge, people like that. I mean, they think we're so dumb. They say, without a new Oklahoma City or 9/11, Obama will never get reelected. Oh, my gosh, I just remembered that. We haven't even had an article about, was this the false flag that we kept warning about? I mean, they say they're going to have a false flag. Even Glenn Beck has, even Michael Savage comes out and says they may stage one. And then they have the classic lone nut, Ganobel Eye, available at InfoWarsShop.com. But again, I just start ranting about how they have a history of false flags instead of even pointing out that this is exactly what we predicted they would do. Wow, that just made my head spin right there. That just made my head spin right there. That's another problem. I'm so busy with management, personnel, hiring people that it's really got me off balance running this whole place, trying to stay focused on the news and information. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to get back focused on the info because I can't just get up here and say I think it's an inside job. I've got to give you all the reasons it's an inside job. I'd be crazy if I didn't look at this as an inside job. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Forever gone. The seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we have a criminal government in place who's been caught staging false flags over and over again. And we would be insane if we did not investigate government for this, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks last night that we had had Holland, van der Neuenhoff, and Chris Emery on and others in the last 4 months saying we all believed terror attacks were coming, and that from the pre-propaganda we were seeing, that I believed it was going to be mass shootings of shopping malls, grocery stores, and movie theaters to bring in the TSA. And I know I said that over and over and over again. So radio listeners, if you can dig that out of my last interviews with them, I don't have the crew to do it. We will then play it on air. And again, it's not about, oh, we're right, we told you so. The White House and Obama's advisors have said in the Financial Times of London and their internal fundraising memos to mega donors that don't worry, there's going to be a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 and we're going to blame it on people. They don't say we're going to do it. They just say, don't worry, there's going to be one. Don't worry, the restaurant's going to burn down and we're going to get the insurance money. Imagine if the owner of a restaurant said, we're bankrupt, but don't worry, everybody that's worked here for years, there's going to be a fire next week, and so we're going to build a new restaurant with that money. Then if the restaurant burnt down the next week, the fire marshals would be there saying, you have a right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. They'd have the arson dogs in there, finding where they dumped the gasoline. But no. All these White House advisors, Robert Shapiro, the big lawyer, all of them say, barring an Oklahoma City or a 9/11, so the president can rally people and be a hero, he's not going to get reelected. And now he's getting his bump in the polls. Just watch. And he's out there grandstanding in Colorado having his surrogates call to restrict our guns. And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to call for that. But, you know, my UN treaty doesn't restrict your guns. They're actually, they have the CFR out saying that and Obama today. Oh, but guess what? Different TV channels, I've got that in my stack. Different TV channels, guess what they're doing? NBC's Gregory blames Batman Massacre on angry political dialogue, says Rush Limbaugh to blame for shootings. We wrote an article Friday morning saying how long until they blame somebody like Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh. There you go. Rush Limbaugh, it's your fault. Poor old Rush hardly even talks about the Second Amendment. Rush Limbaugh is like milquetoast, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Rush, see, people say, good, we hate Rush Limbaugh. So many even conservative libertarian hosts I know behind the scenes are jealous. And listen, folks, if they can destroy Rush Limbaugh, let me give you a little newsflash. They take down the biggest person first. And I know you seem as establishment. Let me tell you, the Obamanoids don't. They blamed Oklahoma City on him. And see, I just called Watson during the break, and I'm going to come back and go to your calls, I promise. He's going to write another article right now because I'm like, whoa, Paul. We've got the memos. We've got the statements that they wanted a new Oklahoma City to blame on us. We've got Glenn Beck saying they're getting ready to stage something. We've got Michael Savage. Put all that up there with our clip saying it and all the articles where we warned about it. Basically, you know, you'd be crazy to not look at Obama's people because they did Fast and Furious. Look, you go after who's been caught doing stuff like this before. I mean, the current attorney general in 1995 was up to his eyeballs in Oklahoma City, folks. Okay? That's why they're the suspects.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.